Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Puffcast. Puffcast time. TikTok.
TikTok.
Here we go. Puffcast o'clock. Ding dong.
Oh, hey, we've started.
I love how you're like winding up the clock, Toby. You are the punctual Toby Sullivan.
I am the punctual Toby Sullivan, so let's get this started.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard. Outrageous Scott Brennan.
I'm outrageous.
Yeah. Go on, do it.
Sorry I'm late.
Hey! Now, we're on the Gold Coast, which is why Toby's in such a hurry. He's got to rush downstairs and pretend he knows something about surfing while talking to people with blonde hair.
Yeah.
That's right. So you guys, you like hit the waves a lot. Yeah. Do you? Yeah, I had a boogie board. Yeah.
So is that like Vaseline you're putting on your board?
Like, how's that one?
Has anyone been to the
Hey guys, have you been to the Ripley's, believe it or not? It's bodacious.
Have you been to the gay nightclub on the Gold Coast?
I've never done Gold Coast gay.
It's called MP's Meeting Place.
Right.
But the MP is done in the Melrose Place logo.
Of course it is.
You know, 20 years ago.
I said like everything on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And there is a bar called Shooters over the road.
Oh, really? Of course it's over the road.
That's full of drunk hens.
Last time I was at Gold Coast was Schoolies.
Did you go to Schoolies? Oh, that's right.
Oh,
my God.
Kid.
Yeah, I was the rich private.
We had our Schoolies was in Lawn and we didn't actually stay anywhere except on the beach.
Wow. I never had a Schoolies, or maybe the other kids did.
Oh. They didn't invite the little puffy one.
What is MP's like? Is it on the CC Bloom's scale of one to Bhopal? Where does it sit? If dire Edinburgh gin pit CC Bloom's is it zero. And...
Oh no, it's worse than that.
Oh really? God.
Yeah, no, because CC Bloom's is international grade gay bar, like you know, like the Peel or the Stonewall,
it's a flagship.
MP's is like, you know, sometimes when you're in Sydney, you can't get into the midnight shift or the Oxford, and you end up in some kind of cafe with a disco ball.
Yes, one of those super joints down from.
Have you ever been to a nightclub in the snow?
Yes.
Wow. You're really painting a vivid picture.
But
here.
I'm getting a really strong Tok H kind of vibe.
But only with gay people in it and fag hags. And I did, I had one very angry fag hag yell at me because she was bending over in front of me and I put 20 cents in her bum crack.
Why would you do that? That's so mean.
It's like, so I'm gay and we're mean. Why are you here?
Because I'm a scorpion. That's how it works.
Oh, dear.
But she's probably a meter maid if she's working on the Gold Coast. She's probably one of the partners.
Well, in which case...
Meter maids...
should be used to getting
don't
money.
Hang out of their pants in such a gargantuan fashion.
Oh, okay. Maybe she was several meter maids. Yeah.
Maybe she was a kilometer maid.
You're funny.
Well, it's great to be here.
We're
in Australia's fun park.
We're at the top of the Q1 tower.
Yeah.
Because it is the most phallic.
Well, it's the tallest residential building in the world, apparently, for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, is it?
Till someone else builds one.
Till someone in Dubai puts another layer of Lego on top of it.
Although, a good kilometre of it is antenna.
Right.
Really bad reception here at the Goldie.
Yeah. Well, we are perched on top of the antenna.
That makes it even more phallic if it's lying about its size. It's like your little boy. I'm 8.5. 8.5, mummy.
Well, before we get into the reason for being here, we should have a word from our sponsors.
Hello!
It's Chris and Mari from Chris and Mari's Country Acres Amyl Farm, where you can get all your best and ripest organic country-grown amyls.
This month, the weather's warming and we're hot for tops, as it's our once-a-year Spring Into Sling Amyl Sale.
There's no need to feel the squeeze this spring with Chris and Mari's September Lilac range of country amyl.
We've got dozens of fresh floral flavours to freshen your special smile. Lavender, jasmine, chamomile for those stressful days, rosehip and, of course, vodka and Red Bull. how about that, Mari?
Oh, Chris, I'm so relaxed. And you could drive a road train through my sphincter right now.
Oh, Mari, feel the serenity.
Chris and Mari's Country Acres Amel Farm is taking the stress out of getting bare-rooted this springtime. Come and find us, just 2 hours from town. Take the Hershey Highway and turn off, or should that be on, shortly after the fourth tequila. Free parking and even freer porking.
Chris and Mari's Country Acres Amel Farm.
Hello, hello!
Oh, bless them and all
thank
the
you.
Money
thank
that
you for their support.
That they funnel into this poofcast.
Funnel.
we are at the top of the Q1 because it's the Gator Zeds bringing us pee.
And that we discussed this a lot. There are a lot of peas.
There are a lot of peas.
A lot of peas.
Potential peas.
Potential peas.
Penis.
But we've, yes.
Well, see, I ran Alice. Immediately to pancakes, pizza, potatoes, peas.
I went straight to please don't call me again.
But there's one thing we all have in common, and that is pornography.
Porn.
And I know we've already done a porn special on the Poofcast.
Yes.
But that was just talking about the behind the scenes of porn. Let's talk about watching it.
Let's talk about in front of the scenes.
In front of the scenes.
Yes.
Let's talk about the wipe clean scenes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of our whole lives, really.
Well, it's amazing how much time you spend looking for porn. I live in constant fear at home of my parents using my computer.
What about your fucking PlayStation, love?
Yeah, there's that too.
His PlayStation is just full of porn.
I've actually cut down, okay? Because at the moment I'm lips.
Were you surprised to learn that it actually plays games as well?
Yeah, apparently it does.
Shit, look at this. You can shoot people and drive. And this is amazing.
It's just about watching guys cop it in the arse.
Wow, someone should tell people this iPorn can do this as well. Yeah. This is amazing.
I remember the first time I discovered that, you know, I used to have an iPhone. I've moved on to the Android now.
Mm.
But that you could watch porn, and I was like, oh, my God, this is a revelation.
Yeah.
That I'd put this
porn.
In the little silhouette ads. You don't see a silhouette jerking off on the iPod ads, do you?
No. Especially when you're in a hotel room, you're doing some shitty-ass tour or staying in 14 shitty venues.
Yeah.
You know, scabby, flea-ridden hotel rooms. What's going to make this better? I know.
Ah, my porn. Trusty friend.
Watching some guy and get really rammed up the ass.
Because hotel porn, never.
Hotel porn.
Never
well, it's never
good.
Gay.
No, that's true. Unless you're staying at Turtle Cove.
I stayed. Where did I stay recently?
Turtle Cove.
And they had two or three different gay channels.
Oh,
was
really?
It the Blue where Hotel or the W or one of those?
No,
was
I can't
Sydney?
Remember now. It must have been in Sydney. But yeah, it was the first time there'd been gay porn.
All right.
Yeah.
And was it full on?
And it's, but it's all.
No, it was all that sort of.
It's R-rated.
Yeah.
It was boys' lounge. It's like an episode of Dante's Cove. It was just boys' lounge around a swimming pool for 25 minutes. And then, you know, someone's head suggestively waves in front of a groin and.
It's like watching a really, you know, badly edited episode of Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
You know, attractive twinks wandering around in clothes, suddenly not clothes, and no clothes on again. What? Where did this come from?
It was about as pornographic as a copy of DNA. You know?
Yeah, right. Okay.
They're pretty full on.
Which is pretty full on.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of outlines in DNA.
Ixnay on the ick day.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as the porn's concerned. But it's, you know, like, it's so pervasive. Like, it's one of the world's biggest industries. And it drives the development of new technologies and new formats and all that sort of stuff. But at the
Blu-ray
end of
porn now, 3D porn.
Oh, 3D porn. It's really.
Imagine someone jizzing at you in 3D.
Ah!
But at the same time.
I thought about that a bit too hard.
Yeah.
It's all these billions of dollars. It's all incredibly simple, as you say. At the end of the day, it's just some dude copping it up the date.
Yes. Yeah, the formula was
25,000 different ways, but it's so endlessly fascinating.
Well, yes. I, you know, you made me buy that issue of DNA where we got slagged off in the letters column.
Yes,
yes.
So,
yes.
And which I thought was highly ironic because the guy was like, I can't believe, you know, DNA, you published this article just claiming that all homosexuals are a stereotype and they're all into pill popping and being drunk.
I believe the cover story that issue was Sexiest Men Alive.
Yeah. There were no actual articles in that issue. It was just pictures of hot men. Some of them not even like, you know, like just, here's four hot men who are in True Blood. Here's four hot men who are in Mad Men.
like even... it's a catalogue.
Yeah. But there was one guy in there, I was like, oh, he's hot. And it said he was a porn star. So I went and looked up his film.
Right.
Found it, bought it, downloaded it. And then my boyfriend goes, what's this? I went, oh, I just downloaded this new porn. And he watched it while I was cooking dinner. And he goes, oh, yeah. I went, what's it like? He said, I'm finished. I'm like, what? You've only been watching it for 10 minutes. He goes, yeah, I watched it on Fast Forward. He goes, that guy tops him, then he tops him back, and then they both use a double-ended dildo.
Oh, so he's like, oh, I've read this one. Oh, I know how this ends.
And I'm just like,
oh, no.
Well, you've ruined it now.
Have you ever had this? I was talking with a friend of mine one time. He was talking about his porn. And he was throwing a whole lot of stuff out. I said, why are you throwing that out? He picked up one particular, this is how old it was. It was a magazine. He just went, this one's all used up. Like, it's been so many times.
Yeah.
Just went, nah, it's not, doesn't, he's nah, lost it.
Lost, yeah.
Doesn't have it. I've used all the porn in this.
This model's put on weight. Now, that's
I've wrung all the porn I can.
What does he mean? This one's used up as in the pages are all stuck together. There is not a single page that can be opened without ripping the next one.
He was like ringing the arousal out of it. It's all gone.
It's like, you know, one of those kind of fake brick things that you start fires with.
Yeah,
just solid.
That's the worst thing I think about DVD porn is that, you know, I used to have some VHS porn, which I was very fond of.
Yes.
And I would, you know, pop it in, rewind back a little bit, and there was just that telltale crinkle on the tape. Yeah. You know, the heads would be going...
that's where I normally start.
Yes.
Yeah.
You go, right, here we go.
Well, I find that with, you know, with the... It's so easy to get porn now. You get on the internet and you just click, 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 click. Like in the old days, you'd find something and go, oh, yeah, this will do.
Yeah, you'd go now to the shops, like, you'd buy it.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
But now it's like, I'll look for another one. No, that's not quite right. I'll look for another. And you spend more time kind of browsing through the library.
And going through the, do I register for this site? No, I don't think I will.
Who could be bothered?
And my boyfriend, seriously, just went through this period where he kept getting virus after virus after virus. I was like, honey, I think there's one particular movie you're watching, and every time you click play, it goes, infection!
Oh, my God.
And it was. Like,
what was that movie? You know?
It wasn't very good. I don't know why I kept clicking play on it.
I don't talk about porn with my husband.
Really?
I don't know. I presume he does, but I don't know.
Wow. You need to broach the subject. I want to know what...
Oh, my God.
You might open a floodgate.
I think that would be a bit vulgar.
You've got like, I mean, you know, like we don't have an open relationship or anything, but at least we're open about the point. You two are really Catholic.
Yeah. Totally.
I don't know, but how would you, what do you, how would you?
Do you ever watch porn? Yeah. Or what about this? Here, check this out. Whoa, and just have cocks.
You haven't ever seen, like, you know, maybe an issue of DNA and gone, oh, yeah, I've seen that movie with him in it. He's
No, we wouldn't do that.
Do you?
we wouldn't do that, Adam.
If you see someone like who's hot on TV or on the street, do you say, "Oh, he's hot," and agree with each other?
No,
no, you don't even do that.
The closest we'll get is I'll shift to my seat and go, "It's a fine figure of a man." It's just really awkward.
Won't you take a turn around the room with me? It's most refreshing.
So Elizabeth Bennet gets upset if you malign anyone in front of her.
It would be awkward.
You can.
It would be awkward. That person who is not you is really hot. It would be awkward.
I thought that was...
Much less sitting down to dinner and saying, you know, I downloaded another hour and a half of Guys Go Crazy 4 today. How's your steak?
It was just a coincidence. I just, you know, he goes, what's this? And I was like, oh, yeah, I downloaded that today. That's my thing.
No, you see, I'd have to do a bit of, that is the last time I leave my computer open at work. Someone has come along.
See, my boyfriend orders them on the post, from the post, and they come in like an express post thing, and he watches them and then sends them back.
Oh, really?
I know.
It was the wrong size.
Yeah.
No. It's like rental.
Like Netflix or something like that.
Yeah, but wow. Porn, you send it back.
You two are really committed.
He is. He's like, this thing I downloaded the other day is the first thing I've downloaded in like 4 years.
Yeah.
Because I've been watching the same one for like the last 4 years.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
It's just three guys in a barn in Britain. You know, it's 45 second preview. That's all I need.
See, I love a little bit of storyline. I like a bit of dialogue. I love porn acting, but I don't like porn acting that goes on for too long.
Yeah.
You've got to get the timing right of the precursor to the, like, you know, if it's more than 2 minutes before somebody gets their cock out.
See, this is why I often watch a little bit of bear porn, because there's no pretending.
Yep.
Mm. It's just like, well, we're here.
Let's.
Shall we?
Like, yeah, and where the dialogue in the script is, do you wanna?
I don't think there is a script in a lot of bear porn. Like with twink porn, it's always kind of like, oh, well, you know, I've been here at this college for, you know, 6 months. And
well, twink porn always needs to tick the boxes and go, wow, what an amazing day that we're all turning 18 today.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. Imagine if we all had spontaneous consensual orgy. Do you want to have a consensual overage orgy, man?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I agree with
that. Perfectly consensual.
But I guess,
After all, it is my 18th or in certain jurisdictions 21st birthday today.
Yeah, I guess when it's, you know, men who look like your dad.
yeah. It's
jizzing on one another.
Less
no
doubt.
One really cares about the pretext.
No, I'm not.
Less doubt.
Oh, dearie me. Well, we should, I think we need to do something about porn. It's so important to all of us. I think we need to.
It needs some respect.
It does need respect. What we need is a saint.
I agree.
You know, we saw the frenzy that the Catholic Church went into over Mary MacKillop.
Oh, look, no one hates porn like a Catholic.
No, but I think we should...
no one hates yet loves porn like a Catholic.
I think we should petition them, because I think they'll get a lot more people visiting their churches if they canonise possibly the greatest gay porn star of all time, Jeff Stryker.
Well, see, this is the thing. Mary MacKillop made lots of miracles, but Jeff is responsible for a lot of his own miracles.
Well, yeah, Jeff went on to a country and western career after he gave up porn. Yeah, his first single was Pop You in the Pooper. But I think, you know, we can't go straight to the Führer. I mean, the Pope. So we should probably get a word in with our friend. He's a friend of the show.
He is a friend of the show, a regular listener. Let's have a chat to Jesus.
Yes. Hello, Jesus. Are you on the line?
Hello, boys. How are you, lovely homosexuals?
We're good, Jesus. How are you?
Thanks, Jesus.
I'm good. Thank you. Hang on. Keep it down, kids. There's a party going on for Mary MacKillop. Mary, Mary, Mary. Mary, Mary, Mary. Keep it down. Conga line out there.
Mary must be thrilled. Is she pleased?
She's pretty pleased. I can't even tell you. She's fucking maggoted, mate. Oi, put the chalice down, Mary. You've had enough.
She's a terror, isn't she?
She's a nightmare.
It's the Irish ones you got to watch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she can tuck it away.
Now, listen, Jesus, we were thinking that given that there's a bit of a vogue for canonising people, we're interested in maybe putting in an application to canonise someone from our community.
Yeah.
Right.
This is someone who's raised me from the dead on more than one occasion. but we'd like to nominate Uber porn star Jeff Stryker.
Oh, yes, I am familiar with his works.
He has a penis like a doorstop.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he got in line twice.
Yeah, I think but that he one. Did.
Yeah. Now he's not actually dead yet.
No, but so, you know you got to start early with these things.
No, but we're like,
poor
his
Mary,
penis,
it took 2 centuries.
We are aware of him because his penis is so big we can see it from up here.
It's like a Coke can, a fleshy, fleshy Coke can.
So it won't be a problem that he's still alive.
No, it won't be a problem, mate. No, we just have to establish the miracles. And let's face it, enough people get down on their knees in front of him.
Jesus, are you doing gear?
He's been taking a few guys to heaven by the looks of the video.
So what is the process? Is it like a form, or is there a practical test, or what does Jeff need to do?
Is there an online form we can fill out?
Can you do it online?
You can go online and do it, or you can just write it on a bit of paper and burn it. It won't actually do anything, but if you've seen the paper burn, it's really fun. Tip your face away. Don't get your eyebrows. I lost my eyebrows once.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. That's all right. You don't see that in the paintings, do you?
No, you do not.
Are there any other, like, would Jeff be the first gay porn star to be canonised? Are there any other gay porn stars up there?
I'm trying to get Caesar canonised. Have you seen Caesar?
Caesar, like...
The dog whisperer.
Oh, mate, he's got Julius. A bum like the Sistine Chapel, mate. He could get a lot in there. I think I've seen Michelangelo coming out on his back.
Uh-huh, well, Michelangelo was a raging homo, was he not?
Yeah, he loved it up the pooper. That's why he had to keep washing his brushes, if you know what I mean.
So is he up there? Is Michelangelo up there?
Yeah, he's up here, but he's taking on a new style. He's just doing, like, pro-heart stuff at the moment.
Oh, Mr. Michelangelo.
Yeah, you can't leave a plate of spaghetti unattended, I can tell you that.
What? So how do we go about getting Jeff Stryker canonised? What kind of miracle? Like, how tenuous can our miracle be?
Oh, look, you know, getting an erection is probably a bit of a miracle for him, so there's one. Or if he's actually, has actually raised someone from the real life dead with his cock, right. Then, or his ball sack, then that could be possibly a miracle.
Oh, his ball sack.
The healing power of the Stryker ball sack.
Yes.
Sure,
and
sure.
I mean, oh, actually, the fact that his penis hasn't been worn down to a 2-inch nub after all that action, that's a bit of a miracle too, I can tell you now. So, yeah, no, he's well on the way.
What about when he, occasionally he would do a bisexual movie? What about that? Does that count?
Yeah, I guess that kind of counts. Have you ever seen one?
Yeah.
Oh, because I've got a big collection. I was going to lend you some.
Although it's interesting when gay porn stars, you know, do bi or straight work, or straight porn stars do bi or gay work, and then if they get canonised, they could be pray for pay stars.
Oh, absolutely.
That could be a danger that we'd have to clear up.
Oh, you know, we don't want to, you know, open the floodgates to just about anyone's with the faces and penises, because then everyone will come rushing in.
Now, obviously, when he gets canonised, I think we can just take it as read that he will be. When he is canonised, he'll need to be the patron saint of something.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'd like to nominate Jeff Stryker being the patron saint of the messy end of grand final night. How does that sit with you, Jason?
Oh, no, I'm quite pleased with that. But I think, you know, the words Jeff Stryker and messy end go well together.
I guess I'm asking, is there anything else that doesn't have a patron saint yet?
Yeah.
There isn't a patron saint of tampons.
Well, I don't think that's appropriate.
I don't know that St. Jeff of the...
Yeah. Oh, hang on a minute. I'm just looking down the list. We don't actually have a patron saint of sticky date pudding.
Well, perfect.
I reckon that one would fit pretty well.
Awesome. That's so, I think it
Which
has
I think
fit
was the name of his first video.
So we're looking at St. Jeff Stryker of the patron sticky saint of sticky date pudding.
That's right.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
Well, look, I've got to go.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Mother Teresa's just about to jump out of a cake. I've got to go, all right?
All right, thanks, Jesus.
Okay, bye, boys.
Bye, Jesus.
Hello, I'm George Takei.
Podcast. All right, it's time for the community billboard.
Mm-hmm. Let's visit with our community.
Yes, here's the community.
Oh, God.
She hates porn.
I knew that she would be like this.
You know why she doesn't like porn?
Why?
Because they're not real lesbians.
But they're wearing high heels. Of course they are.
High heels, fingernails are not lesbians. When was the last time you saw a lesbian with nails? They'll cut themselves to shreds.
Yeah, different kind of nails with the lesbians.
Because I've always wondered about that when you watch... I used to work in a sex shop, so I'd see a lot of straight porn, and there'd be a lot of women, you know, you know, rubbing one out, so to speak.
Yes.
And it's like they had their hands at a really odd angle, so they didn't dig their nails into anything.
Oh, well, yeah. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's you know, quite soft and fleshy down there by the looks of it.
And you don't want to be jabbing.
Well, just think of, you know, the odd times that someone's, you know, giving you a courtesy finger and they've maybe been a little long in the nail. It's uncomfortable, doctor would say.
Yes.
I would never have thought of that. I would never. I'm so glad I'm not a woman. I would smash my box in a second. I'd be like a kid with a pet at Christmas. I would ruin my vagina in the first. Like, I wouldn't get out of warranty. You know what I mean? Like, the day after the guarantee runs out, I would do something wrong with it. I would drop it or spill coffee on it or, like, forget to take it off before it got in the shower or something. I would do something disastrous with my dash and it would be ruined forever. And then you can't get another one.
You can't take it back. You can't. They won't accept them.
They won't accept it. It's just fucked. So thank
you. You know what they say? A box is for life, not just for Christmas.
I would ruin it. Thank you, God, for making me a boy. I don't know how to work
because
those
can really, you know, it's really hard to hurt a penis.
Well, I know my way around. I'm just talented with
it. Okay, yeah, all right, yes.
Talented with the PP.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm fine with mine. Other people have wrecked it, but I generally am okay. Now, it's time for our second installment of our new segment, Would Ya?
Would Ya?
Would Ya?
Would Ya? Would I?
Would you admit to it?
Would you tell anyone? Would you admit to it?
Toby, you've got an interesting one for us this week.
Ladies, would ya? It's a porn special. Yeah. So, would ya this porn star? Canadian porn star Pierre Fitch.
He's the one with the tattooed.
The tattooed hair.
Covered in tats.
Yes.
He was out here doing some DJ gear.
Yes.
But he has like a tattooed hairline that's perfectly.
Yeah.
Like I think bowl cut from hell.
The answer to that is absolutely.
Yeah. Really? This is an easy question.
It is an easy question.
This is
the way I look at it, right? There's
from behind.
Yeah.
Over your shoulder.
Over my shoulder.
With the aid of a mirror.
Yeah. Through an amyl haze. But there's kind of sex that you have and there's sex that you fantasize about.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the porn that you watch, that I watch, doesn't actually contain the sort of guys that I would
have sex
necessarily
with.
Go after.
Mm.
But mine, that fantasy,
like they're awake and
exactly. Yeah,
they're awake. Because you can see them.
Yeah. Oh, they can see me. No. I think there's kind of that fantasy sex, and then there's kind of the sex that you would have with a guy that you'd met or whatever. As an bit of an excursion into that fantasy sex total porn land,
right?
Absolutely, I would. Brute.
Yeah. Speaking of total fantasy land, before I give my opinion on Fitchy, this is something I find incredibly arousing to watch, but the thought of doing it repulsive.
Right.
Golden showers.
Right, yes.
They look hot. Yes. Like, they look sexy.
Well, it's because the people who are doing it are kind of into it so much and it's turning them on so much,
but
maybe.
The thought of it, I just think, oh, no, that stuff smells real bad.
Yes.
That is pungent.
Oh, God, have you been having asparagus?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to be on my knees and someone, you know, pouring a fountain of fucking stinky wee all over me.
No.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if you'd had, like, 4 litres of water beforehand, I'd think about it. But again, who can be bothered? Preparing that much.
Indeed. Preparing that much.
Indeed.
But think of the fringe benefits. Your skin would be amazing.
Yes.
And
yes.
Also, I don't like the idea of peeing on someone because, you know, you can't pee with a hard on, so then you're going to get floppy.
Mm. Yeah. No, number one sex
I've done
is
it.
Nothing for me.
No. I've peed on someone.
Really?
Yeah. I needed to go anyway, and I'm not really into it either, but they said, do you want to, you know, I'm going to the toilet. Do you want to do it on me? Sure.
Why not? We've got rubber sheets.
Yeah.
Does it cost extra? Okay.
No, fine.
Fine.
But no, I think it looks sexy.
I didn't necessarily get anything out of it, but I kind of, like, he was really turned on by it.
Did
his
smell really bad?
No, because I had been drinking for the, you know, 24 hours.
See, that I reckon would maybe make it all right. But yeah, just the thought of, you know, when you're a little bit dehydrated and it's kind of orange.
It's kind of It's syrupy. It's yeah, it's like Lucozade.
Or even worse, what if you've just had a Barocca? You're just being chartreuse all over someone.
Oh, your poor girlfriend who came out looking like Jordan. No, it's got nothing for me. But I'm with you. I totally would, because it is that kind of sort of, you know, airbrushed. Pimples on the ass, Pierre and Gilles,
I'm not into the whole porny dudes. Like, I find them, and I don't know if that's because I've worked with them and a few of them and kind of, you know, you get to know them. They're not stupid.
Do you know what? You need a balanced diet.
Mm. Yeah.
You need a little bit of real world, a little bit of buffed and polished.
Oh, if you were to base your entire view of sex on pornography, then that would just be the most skewed, ridiculous thing.
Because I like when I grab onto a man for there to be some man to grab onto. Like, I like meat.
Yeah,
And generally, even...
As opposed to these little stick thin...
Yeah, but even with the muscly ones, like, they're so, like...
Solid.
Hard.
Yeah.
It's it's like grabbing, you know, it's like fucking a statue. Like, I might as well go to the park and wank off onto Burke and Wills.
Just don't get lost on the way back, because that would be ironic.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Weary Dunlop's looking nervous. But that's kind of what it is. It's kind of like those sort of, you know, friezes on Greek vases or something. Yeah. Like it is a fantastic thing, you know.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Yeah, you know,
which is what it's there for.
My favourite bit there is, to be looked at. You know, the line that really buff guys get. Above their hips.
Oh, just on their belly, the little...
Yeah, it's like a Y shape.
Yeah.
Someone told me the other day they're called cum gutters.
Nice.
Well, if Pierre needs leaves cleared from his, I'll be happy to get the blower out.
Yeah. I actually have those lines, but it's only because I've got just enough fat to create the contour. So in the right lighting, I look fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, I think the answer to Woodja is two yeses and a no.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe.
More for us.
I mean, I'd still fuck.
Go your Harveys, Tobes.
I just think so.
Go your Harveys.
All right, well, we should move on to top or bottom with Melinda Buttle. You want to do it in my butt? In my butt?
Let's do it in the butt. Okay. All right. Top or bottom time.
Yay. Hey, Mel. How's it going?
It is fantastic. I'm very excited to be back doing top or bottom.
Well, you're lucky we've got a nice one for you this week, because it's been a lot of porn talk this week. We thought we should tone it down for your segment.
It's filthy. So we thought we'd return to some good old-fashioned middle American values.
Yeah, some good old Disney love. Who would be top or bottom out of teen sensations, Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus?
Okay. I love how the porn stuff is too rude. So now we'll just we'll talk about child sex.
It's a euphemistic top and bottom.
Yeah.
Look, I'm even though I'm a young, you know, I'm a Gen Y-er, I'm kind of a bit of a nana. I'm not fully across these kids individually.
Oh. Okay.
Just, can you go tell me, which one's the wolf and which one's the vampire?
No, they're not from Twilight.
No, it's different.
Justin Bieber has like a fringe, and Miley Cyrus has horse teeth and is the offspring of Billy Ray.
Yeah, yeah. Justin Bieber is one that looks like a toilet dolly. And Miley Cyrus looks like the special effects at the end of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Okay, I see. Well, I'm going to say, based on the little information I have on these two, which means I'm going to say double bottom on this.
Oh, my God.
Calling double bottom.
This is the first double bottom we've ever had, I think.
No, we had a double bottom someone else.
Okay.
I have to Wikipedia.
We've rolled a double bottom.
We've rolled a double bottom.
Oh, no.
You get to throw again, Mel.
Why do you think double bottom?
Well, basically, Justin Bieber is way, way too effeminate to ever top.
Yeah, I can't see.
And I don't believe he has human genitals either.
No, I think that's true.
Come on down there.
Yeah, well, I think he's just got a big asshole where they just kind of plug in his power supply.
He's underage. Careful. We'll all go to jail.
He's a robot, though.
We'll all end up in court with Andy Muirhead.
Well, maybe we should be phoning him about this.
Yes.
Peanuts and berries. Miley Cyrus. See, the reason, the main reason they're both bottoms as well, Miley's a bottom, is because they're constantly being done up the cracker by marketing executives, record companies, and studios.
Yes.
But also, Miley had that movie Hannah Montana, and I was like, well, more like Hannah Banana from what I've heard.
Oh, my God. Right.
I think Justin Bieber's, I think rainbows come out of his asshole, though, when you do it to him.
That's beautiful.
Oh, wow. That is kind of sweet, but
not what I'm looking for at the end of the rainbow, but it's nice to know.
Oh, I got a pot of gold and it's full of Bieber. I always swore I'd never do a Bieber. That's why I'm gay. I hate Bieber.
I've cracked a Bieber.
Sorry. Bieber.
Oh God.
That was a terrible misunderstanding. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I think you've hit the nail right on the head again, Mel. Yes. It's unbelievable.
I think she's hit the nail right on the teenage arse.
Right on the Bieber.
Thank you again, Mel Bartle, for top or bottom.
Thanks.
Oh, bless.
Good on her.
Oh, wow.
We're getting into 8 kinds of trouble for that one.
Yeah, really. It's been that kind of show, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was all dirty, and then I thought we'd clean it up.
Well, and then really.
Teen pop stars. Yeah. I don't know why I thought that would
work. What were we thinking? What the hell were we thinking? Hey, I blame Usher.
Yeah.
He started this.
He did start this.
Now, he's got a cum gutter.
Oh, he's got a cum gutter.
He has got a cum gutter that could handle like a tropical cyclone.
And you know what I was saying last week about Karl Stefanovic?
Yeah.
Mm. Usher's got that times two.
Real? Have you met Usher?
Yeah, I've met Usher.
Oh, really?
I'm at a pop radio station.
Was he carrying something heavy at the time?
No, he was just... He's
totally rude, Usher. Oh,
he's smaller than I expected, though. Like, Stefanovic's quite small. And
yeah,
Usher's, like, little.
Oh. Yeah.
Because, you know, little people get really good bodies.
Yeah.
Short people, you know that. There's not as much muscle to work at.
Takes less time.
Bastards.
Yes. Schwine.
But yeah, Usher is...
I would, Usher.
89% charm and 10% man.
Ooh.
And 1% cock, let's hope. Anyway, well, next week we are going to go shopping. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. Just for something not gay.
Yay! Mm.
Shopping, that sounds... how could that possibly have its tone lowered?
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll find out next week, I suppose.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone!
I just went gay all of a sudden!
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.